Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your main man, Cali Boy Jones. It's the 407 Show Live. It's Star for Thursday, and I got my girl, CEO and comedian, Miss Jap, on the line. And we about to throw down in this interview right now to find out what she got going on. And y'all just stay tuned and listen up real good. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hey, everybody.
It's been a minute. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I'm awesome. Trying to stay busy and booked. That's what the motto is for 2019.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's get right into this interview and tell everybody what you got going on. What's been going on with Miss Jap?
All right. We got March the 30th. Let's get educated. Class is about to be in session. I need everybody in the building that can be in the building, that is a entrepreneur, business-minded, know a business person. I just need everybody to gather this information and this knowledge from Let's Get Educated, from 8 entrepreneurs that are successful in the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to give props to, the Black community.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And that's at the Smith Center, I'm sorry, in Orlando, Florida.
That's what's up. So let's get real down into it with this Let's Get Educated. How did it come about?
Let's Get Educated came about, I've been an entrepreneur since 2011, and I feel that, I'm going to say me, myself, have not evolved because of the lack of knowledge. And the things that I'm learning right now, if I would have known in 2012, 2013, I can guarantee you I would have been a storefront by now. I would be a multimillionaire by now. So what I want to do is just grab the knowledge that I'm gaining from the people that I'm gaining it from, put it in a classroom setting, and let everybody around me obtain the knowledge as well.
Right. And that's something, you know, us as not just Black people, but people in general, we tend to just want to get a job, make some money, and then we get mad when the job doesn't do us right or they don't pay us the right amount of money, what we feel like we deserve. And like, I'm tired of clocking in. But you've already known down on the inside that you wanted to do your own thing. You didn't want to clock in on somebody else's clock. So what drove you to that point where you wanted to be an entrepreneur in 2011?
In 2011, just, you know, I kind of lost my job. I already was doing what we call as side hustling,
mm-hmm.
From my current job and just trying to take over that way. Not to say I didn't have jobs between then. It's just now in 2019, I'm gearing all that energy that I give you for 40 hours that you do not care about my kids and my family. I'm going to gear that energy towards myself. I'm going to gear that energy towards people that care about me, that people, you know, that are in the same mind frame as me. Not to say when I had a job, they didn't have the same mind frame. They just didn't care about my family, and that's what I care about most. So being an entrepreneur, you can kind of maintain your own guidelines and, you know, your own agenda.
Right.
Don't get it twisted because you still have to answer to people. It's just not in the same in depth. If you miss, or not to say you miss, entrepreneurship just has a different spark about it.
Right.
And in 2019, like I said, I'm gearing all that energy to my brand and my name and what's for me.
Okay. Tell the people, what does JAP stand for? Because a lot of people don't know, like, what kind of name is JAP, but there's actually a meaning behind it. There's actually a whole name that goes behind it.
JAP is the name of my business. It's Juniors Achievers Productions of Sanford. We are that's the meaning behind JAP. The business, that's the business aspect too. We're gonna put that in there too. but just just bringing businesses together in the Sanford and surrounding areas. The Sanford part is because our address is in Sanford, so that makes sense to be of Sanford. But we're looking to connect with anybody and to have our name around the United States of America. Sanford is not where my eyes has just landed.
Gotcha. And that's Sanford, Florida.
Sanford, Florida, yes.
Okay. And see, you
have small city outside of Orlando.
Okay? Right. And you have some other things that you do as well, as like not just being a CEO and running a business, but you're also a comedian too.
That's my passion. The comedian is just gonna keep me, you know, level headed to the business part. I just posted my business partner told me to fly the plane while he maintained the passengers. Meaning, as I go off to venture off on my comedy career, we'll still be maintaining our business just as well as any other, what we want to say, known celebrity, your Steve Harvey's, your Kevin Hart's. They have their comedy career and they're also branching out doing other things. My eyes are very big in 2019 and nothing is going to stop it. We have a show coming up in California, May 18th. That's a book show.
Wow.
Yeah. And Cali, baby. So all my Cali listeners, all your Cali listeners, my Cali listeners now, I want you to be in the building. I don't know you know what? Let me get the exact information for that one, since we're talking about what I'm doing.
So that's big news. Like, so you started a business in 2011, and it's taken all the way to 2019 to really gather all the information that you need into really be more productive behind the business, but you're also a comedian who's also, you've been booked and you're flying out to California, Los Angeles, California, to do a show. And who's all going with you?
It is me and three other beautiful queens. The name of our production will be Queens of Florida Invading L.A.
Wow.
We got Andresia Baker, Miss Demetria, and Cassidy. All of us are Florida girls.
Yes. Yeah, gotta represent the FLA, the Gunshine State. That's what's up. So
yes.
You guys are going out here and you're going
to
be taking over L.A. and what's all involved in this new movement going out to L.A.?
But when you say new movement, far as are we going to be doing, we should be doing promotion. The promoters, I'm not pretty much on the promoting end of that, but I know we'll be doing live radio feeds. We will be doing videos. We will be doing interaction with the community once we get there. We're really excited about this. We're really excited about going to Cali. We want to give a shout out to the promoters that are inviting us out. And I'm sorry for not even knowing their names off the top of my head. But I'll be back on your show to let you know. A shout out to the promoters.
Yeah, we got to have you come back, because you got to tell us, you know, what really happened, what went down, and what the experience was like. So, you know, L.A. will show some love. You guys go out there, you do your thing, you know, make sure you guys are, you know, professionals. I'm pretty sure I know you will be. But L.A. is a city just like New York. If you can make it in L.A., you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
We got New York coming next.
Really?
New York coming next. Yeah, New York is on the planet, on our chopping blocks, and Atlanta. Atlanta is on the chopping blocks as well. My business bestie is she's a promoter in Atlanta. She's doing something for us right now to get us to invade Atlanta as well. So we invading New York and Atlanta too.
Wow.
That's that's what we got going on.
Wow, congratulations. All I can say is Thank you. God. He is doing some marvelous things. And you know what? It's great that you've taken even just a small time. It may like, you know, sometimes, you know, 8 years may seem like a long time, but in that 8 years, you've been able to grow and learn and how to, you know, prepare yourself. And it's all preparation. So, you know, Congratulations to all of you guys, you know, for all of the hard work you've been putting into. And I'm going to be at Let's Get Educated. You know, I'm excited about this thing, too, you know, in Orlando, Florida. That's my hometown. But ladies and gentlemen, like she said, if you're in the Orlando area, March 30th, 2019, that's next Saturday, you know, come out to the Let's Get Educated seminar. Even if you're just a visitor, you might be able to, you know, gather some information to take back with you wherever you live at. No matter what, everybody needs to educate themselves on how to better their lives. And this is just not about, you know, being an entrepreneur, but, you know, your finances, fixing your credit, you know, how to, you know, market yourself in social media. So many other things. Right. So many other things that you can, you know, learn and take back with you. And it's easy to get lost in the shuffle of life and just working. But we have people that have, you know, that live an example. And you're one of them right now to say, hey, I'm doing it. I know if I can do it, you can do it. So, you know, again, congratulations. Exactly. Congratulations to you guys.
I can do it. You can do it. We're selling the boat. We're leaving the dock.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, we're leaving the dock. Yeah. We're not coming back to the regular routine. Yeah, not living the average life. But you know, I don't want to hold you up too much. But tell everybody where they can find you, the information that they can get as far as Let's Get Educated, how they can support you just from here on out.
All right, Let's Get Educated. We are on Eventbrite. Tickets are getting sold on Eventbrite. I'm getting so many inquiries on can you purchase your ticket at the door. Being that I'm getting so many inquiries, yes, you can. If you're at the last minute and you feel the need of, I just want to slide through, quote unquote, and you feel the need to purchase your ticket at the door, yes, you can. That will be March the 30th at the Smith Center. You can find me on Facebook at Dorice Hodge. You can also Google my business. That's on Google. You can Google Let's Get Educated. You can Craigslist Let's Get Educated. You can call China 9, and they can give you information on Let's Get Educated. I'm using all my resources to find, to get you to Let's Get Educated. I'm on IG, Instagram, MissJap_, MissJap82, and Let's Get Educated as well. So there's no reason that you can't get in contact with me, to find out about Let's Get Educated or any other thing that I have going on. I'm looking to get booked as well for comedy.
Well,
that's
great. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is my good friend, Dorice, a.k.a. Miss Jap Hodge, who is gracefully came on, you know, come on to let us know what's going on with her and what she got going on. Make sure you connect with her. Get in touch with her. If you're interested in anything she has going on, whether it's a business with Let's Get Educated or her as a comedian, y'all want to book her. She is funny. I'm going to tell you right now, she is funny. Just make sure you link up with her. Y'all know how y'all can get with me. You know, I am Cali Boy Jones on Instagram, The 407 Show Live. Also, remember this here. As long as you have commitment, anything is possible. And with that, I love y'all. There's nothing you can do about it. Ms. Jap, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate
Anytime.
You. I appreciate you. We can't wait to hear back from you to let us know what happened in L.A.
I will.
All right, then. We'll holler at you later.
All right, y'all stay easy and be blessed. Look to hear from you all and see you guys soon.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my girl, Miss Jap, right here on the 407 Show Live. It's your main man, Cali Boy Jones. I will holler at y'all later for Freedom Friday. You heard me?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.